Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
It's a blessing, you know, just to see, you know, of course, a brother Will, but another big brother of mine, you know, Andre, somebody who's helped me a lot, you know, getting in tune with the Texans and things like that. So, you know, it was just amazing just to see, like, the Texan organization and being represented that night.
That's Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud talking to Big Sarge Sports at last night's Travis Scott Cactus Jack celebrity softball game. A star-studded event for the man who got four votes for fifth place in the NFL MVP awards, but also saw this from our guy, Brian McDonald, B-Mac, that the guy going into next year, MVP odds, his are behind that of Jordan Love. Patrick Mahomes is 13-2. Joe Burrow 9-1. Josh Allen 9-1. Jordan Love 10-1. CJ Stroud 11-1. Justin Herbert, now with Jim Harbaugh, 12-1. Lamar Jackson 14-1. Dak Prescott 18-1, Brock Purdy 16-1. So, most of the top guys for the MVP. I kind of like that Stroud's behind Love. I'd rather Stroud have longer odds, wouldn't you? If you're going to bet on him, it's actually good. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, Sean.
Yeah, and I also think that's part of the reason Love has worse odds, is that there's just more Packers fans that will just bet worse odds for their guy. To bet on their guy. Same thing with the Heisman stuff too. Every offseason, like, the Heisman is just like quarterback at big school.
Yeah. And I think the first couple of weeks of the year, myself included, we were like, ooh, Travis Hunter, Colorado.
Yeah, but exactly. Shadur Sanders. Wow. Can they do it?
Whoa.
Can both Travis Hunter and Shadur win the Heisman?
Man, it's crazy how quickly Colorado fell off. Like, they just faded to nothing after September. Nothing. It was a fun time, though.
It was a fun time. It was a moment. It was a moment for sure.
I hope they come back. I do. I hope they come back.
They should be all right this year.
It does seem like they didn't do very well in recruiting, and a lot of people left.
They didn't do good in high school recruiting.
Gotcha, okay. But they're still getting the transfer portal people. Gotcha. All right, guys, so that's C.J. Stroud MVP conversation. So that's fun, but he was at the Cactus Jack celebrity softball game, and we talked about Texans free agency watch. Justin Jefferson, not a free agent after right now, but he will be a free agent after this coming season. And did you see C.J. Stroud having a catch with Justin Jefferson? Did you see that? People like to play with C.J., people want to have a catch with CJ. And I think that Justin Jefferson has got to be thinking to himself, like, do I really want to do more Kirk Cousins? Or whatever's next for Minnesota, given all their rotating musical chairs at quarterback down the stretch this past season. Is he going to go Stephon Diggs mode and force his way out of town somehow? I don't know. So CJ's just planting seeds everywhere, and I like it.
Yeah, maybe this is the bright side of doing two celebrity games in two nights, is that he's rubbing elbows with everyone.
Right. I mean, there's going to be, maybe not in the celebrity all-star game because it's Micah Parsons, who's the only on the other NFL player, but there's going to be tons of NFL players in Indianapolis.
Just networking.
For all-star weekend. Right. Exactly. Now,
just like Super Bowl week. He was out there, you know, giving his business card to a whole bunch of people, because that's what a professor at Ohio State told him to do.
He should do that.
Business cards.
Legitimately, he should do that. It's good that everyone likes him because he's authentic and that he's good as a player as well. So everyone wants to play with him. So do that networking. I do wonder how many people are going to Indian effing Apolis for the All-Star game. Like, talk about dud locations. You're going to have a bunch of these loser media people who are like, yeah, but it's so convenient to get from one place to the other. Yeah, it has to be. It's like -20 there right now. I'm assuming. I'm making some assumptions about Indianapolis.
Pat McAfee is wearing a t-shirt on the Pat McAfee show,
but
which
he's
films
a hardo.
In Indianapolis.
He's a hardo. They're in a studio. He's Indianapolis. Let's take a
weather
look at the
today.
Weather app. 36 with flurries. Guess what the temperature is tomorrow?
Yeah, Saturday night is when it all goes down. Let me know when. What's the temp on Saturday?
Saturday night. We're talking 20 degrees.
Oh, I'll have to pack my Canadian Goose then.
Yeah.
For All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of, though, football players potentially wearing Canadian Goose that are there trying to show off. They're like hot winter jackets because everyone loves to show off with winter jackets. Everyone does. And CJ's going to be there and he's going to keep on recruiting. But I'm a little concerned, Sean. There are some bad influences around CJ Stroud.
More than just Cactus Jack himself?
Is that Travis Scott's nickname?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
He's from Texas. There's no cactuses here.
Well, not in Houston, no.
Right. He's from the suburbs of Houston.
It'd be funny if he was from Midland, though. And he was like, at least the nickname makes sense.
That would make sense. There's the right. Like we're talking about civilized Texas. No offense to West Texas.
Nah, ouch.
There's no cactuses here.
I don't know. You know what? As you discuss this, I'll be looking up the origins to his nickname.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lame nickname. I figured it was like some sort of like terrible soft drink that attached their name to it.
I think he has a drink that's like cactus something.
Of course he does. It's like it's cactus water. It's like, oh, it's like really good. It's like probably just like sugar and water. Anyway, there are bad influences not named Travis Scott at the Cactus Jack celebrity softball game that took place last night. You know who else he was having a catch with? Johnny Manziel. Yeah. That guy. And apparently these two have a relationship. Here is Johnny Manziel speaking with, I believe, Leah Van of Kron at yesterday's Cactus Jack celebrity softball game.
I was for a while just being from Texas. He's always been really good to me. The time that's been around Drake, obviously got a chance to know him over the years. So I'm excited to be here. I appreciate the invite. It's definitely much love to Trav and the whole crew for having me out here today. I'm just excited.
I saw you playing catch with CJ Stroud. Did you have a chance to talk to him? And, what were those conversations like?
Of course. They're always really positive with CJ. He's a great dude, obviously an unbelievable player right now. And, you know, we've had a good relationship for a long time since he was even in college. So it's not new us kind of being around each other and talking. You know, I always try and give him the best advice that I can and be a friend for him. You know, I know what it was like being in that position. So, you know, for the most part, I kind of let him do his thing. But, you know, it's always good to be around him. He's a great human.
Okay, so he's talking about Travis Scott at first, then he was talking about his relationship to C.J. Stroud. So they have a relationship. I don't want C.J. to talk to Johnny Manziel, I'll be honest.
What? Why not?
Well, we're past second chances with Manziel. We're past second chances. And I don't think that Stroud's about to like go enjoy life the way that Johnny Manziel probably still is, from what I hear. But I don't want him anywhere near him. Unless he's like a cautionary tale, like a constant cautionary tale. It's like, yeah, this guy's blew it.
Be better than me, kid.
Do you think
that kind of thing?
I wonder if Manziel is providing that kind of advice these days.
I don't know if he is.
I don't think he is. I imagine he's like, I want to forget all that.
I'm sure he can give some, like, hey, you know, some handling fame advice as far as don't do what I did. But I think he's still, I don't know if he's like 100% on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, I don't think he is, based off of things I've heard. But that is just things I've heard. They're rumors. Also, bad influence. Sean?
Yeah, me?
CJ Stroud wasn't just throwing with Johnny Manziel.
Oh, who?
He had a catch with, get this, Jose Canseco. Yeah, Mr. Roids himself.
I have to see the rosters for these games.
I do too. I gotta say, there are more celebrities at the Cactus Jack celebrity softball game, at least in our world, the sports world, than there are at the celebrity all-star game. We went through the celebrity all-star game list in the NBA. I have no idea who any of those people are. But again, it's in Indianapolis, so who do they think they're gonna get? But I mean, they got Jose Canseco for this thing. They must have paid a lot. Like, Travis Scott can't just be having these people come. They must have paid Canseco. But here's my fear. Now, I don't know if you can test positive for PEDs like Jimmy Garoppolo just did. He got suspended for 2 games. That's the random breaking story that happened in the last 10 minutes. I don't know if you can test positive for PEDs if somebody sweats on you or something like that. But if Jose Canseco sweats on CJ Stroud, and I'm assuming that Jose Canseco is just roided through the gills still, like, is that something that could happen? Like, would a ball thrown by Jose Canseco to CJ Stroud, could he get a contact positive test for PEDs? I don't know. I don't know, Sean.
I'll just say I would be worried if it wasn't the CJ Stroud and his, you know, I believe more that CJ Stroud can convert Jose Canseco, can convert Johnny Manziel into a life of good living more than vice versa, that those guys can drag down CJ Stroud to his. I think he can look at temptation and turn away from it.
Ah, all right.
Also, apparently Adrian Peterson, Alex Rodriguez, bunch of rappers.
They were there too?
Yeah. Andre Johnson. Pena
wow.
was there.
Yeah. What, I mean,
DeMar
listen,
Hamlin.
Whoever his booker is doing a great job.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd rather be in Houston than Indianapolis this time of year too. So anyway, one last story from the Cactus Jack celebrity softball game. Guys, I gotta wonder about priorities for one Houston Texans player. So that's on the other side, and an enemy of the Houston sports state is finally leaving. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Stick around.
We're ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, thriving on chaos.
I'm here to kill chaos. That's my chaos.
To the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
A lot of things happened at the Cactus Jack Celebrity All-Star. Wait, the Cactus Jack Celebrity Softball Game.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Celebrity All-Star Game, Sean, in the NBA. You went through a list. I mean, the people that are not in the Celebrity All-Star Game went to this. And obviously, it's Houston over Indianapolis. Indianapolis is a third-world city. Like, just burn it to death. It's awful. It's freezing cold. Miserable. They have nothing of value there. The Colts suck. Like, they don't deserve a sports team. The Pacers are going to blow in the playoffs. Pascal Siakam wasn't the answer. So now that I've done doing a drive-by on Indy, no one's going to that. But the list of people that were at this Cactus Jack Celebrity Softball Game, Sean, are...
I'll just give you the A's at first. This is alphabetical from Click to Houston. Adrian Peterson, Alex Bregman, Amber Rose, Andre Dawson, Andre Johnson, Andrew Jones, Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie?
Yeah.
They got
Captain America.
They got Captain America? Holy crap.
Yeah. Bun B.
Okay.
Carl Lewis. A lot of these are...
There's a lot of Houston
directly
celebrity.
Directly through Houston ties, which plays into the fact that, you know, Houston over Indy, you know.
Yeah.
They couldn't even get Reggie Wayne to do the Celebrity All-Star game.
He doesn't want to be there.
CeCe Sabathia, for some reason. CJ Stroud, DeMar Hamlin, DeAndre Hopkins, Drewski from the internet.
That guy, yeah.
Gary Sheffield.
Okay.
Jeff Bagwell, Pena, Johnny Manziel, Jose Altuve, Jose Canseco, Josie Canseco,
ooh,
Justin Jefferson. Bonk. Donald Justin Jefferson. Ken Griffey Jr.
Whoa!
Kyle Tucker swung by.
Okay.
Lance McCullers Jr.
Of course.
I don't know if he pitched. Mauricio Dubon was there.
Okay.
Metro Boomin. I know you're a big Metro Boomin
favorite.
Guy.
I love his song with like the yo, yo, the Metro's booming.
Yeah. Frequent collaborator with Travis Scott. Michael Brantley. Neo. Another
Michael
one
Brantley can
favorites?
Play in the Celebrity softball game, but can't play baseball anymore, huh? Interesting.
Question for his love of the game.
Yeah. Neo, okay. Yeah,
not from The Matrix.
Okay.
Paul. Not Keanu Reeves.
But no, I know it's like N-E-Y-O. Yes. Okay.
Paul Wall was there.
Paul Wall!
Yeah.
There's another Houston guy.
Astros legend Reggie Jackson.
That's true. He's part of the team now. Was 50th sent there?
No, it does not look like he was.
Okay.
Or at least he didn't. Maybe he was there but didn't play. I don't know. I'm basing this purely off this list that on Click to Houston.
Okay. You did list a lot of people.
Yes. Tank Dell was also there.
Glad you mentioned Tank Dell because, guys, you know, we got asked the question like, okay, Tank Dell, he can have a catch at a celebrity softball game. He can catch a ball in his glove, but where was he catching passes against the Baltimore Ravens? Seems like his leg's doing fine. Am I wrong? Oh, why wasn't he out there? I do love doing that. Remember when Justin Verlander was throwing a bullpen session and people were like, what? He was throwing a bullpen session? What a pitch for the Astros of the World Series. We have no idea how good he looked in the bullpen session. All they said was he hit 100 miles per hour on the gun once. Neato. But, I mean, was it accurate? Was it a strike? It's funny how people do that. But there is a part of me that's like, oh, man, Tank Dell, he was... He could do this, but he couldn't do that. But it was a month ago, number one. And number two, the Texans were out of designate to return from injured reserve options over the course of the year.
I will say, though, you're right, that he actually should not have played in the Baltimore game if he wasn't ready, blah, 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 blah. But when I did see him out there, I really was like, come on. Like, you're playing catch? Like, you're playing at the celebrity softball game, like, fresh off of breaking your leg?
But let me do the flagship spin.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
He's healthy. He's going to be healthy next season. Yeah, there we go. Give me a little play.
Tank Dell and C.J. Stroud, I think it's going to be the best wide receiver quarterback in the NFL. Second only to... C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins.
And third, C.J. Stroud to Mike Evans.
Because
they don't have as much chemistry. You know?
Quite the quad that we got here. Here's the thing.
I'm just saying that the last time I saw him, his leg was broken. And now he's wearing sunglasses and throwing a ball around with Travis Scott. I am a little bit like... Well, is he going to play? Like, what if he steps on a base weird and, like, messes up his leg more?
That
like,
is something I am thinking about. A little bit.
My mind goes to dark places when I saw that. It is funny, though, because it has been, like, months since he actually got hurt. So he could be 100% healthy.
Good.
He just won't do anything until OTAs.
Except for have a catch with C.J. Stroud, but not of the football variant.
Yes.
Not of the football variant.
I just, as a fan, I try not to be that... That guy, as a fan, let me pod down.
Clip. Okay, yeah, right. Now we're back to the real world.
Before you
have
to pay him. But I try not to be that. But then when I see stuff like that, I'm like, really? Like, this is what we're doing? But it's no, like, actual big deal.
I'd prefer he not do it. That's all. That's all.
It's just coming fresh off of breaking your leg.
Yeah. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
I just prefer not to.
Now... The flip side of don't do it is do it. And I think we all would like Rob Manfred to do something that he said he would do sooner rather than later. But guys, eventually, Rob Manfred's going to be out of our lives. Here's Roboito, the commissioner of the baseball, talking about the end of the road. It's coming.
I'm 65, okay? I just started a five-year term. Do that math, right? That makes me 70 years old. You can only have so much fun in one lifetime. I have been open with them about the fact that this is going to be my last term. I said it before to them before the election in July, and I'm absolutely committed to that. I'm sure the selection process is going to look like it looked the last time. There'll be a committee of owners that'll be put together. And, you know, they'll identify candidates, be a, you know, interview process, and ultimately someone or a slate of people will be put forward.
Now, a lot of people would like Rob Manfred to just get out now, right? We're sick of Manfred. being a part of our lives. But I will give Manfred credit. Did you hear Manfred mention his age there and then say, like, yeah, like I'm going to be 70 at the end of this. You know what? At least the commissioner of baseball understands when he's too old and needs to get out of the effing way. Presidents, congresspeople, senators, the commissioner of baseball, who makes way less money than you do because he's not doing the same kind of insider trading you guys are, this guy's willing to walk away. But you pieces of filth are never going to leave our lives and are just going to further ruin everything before you shrivel up and die. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show. Credit to Rob Manfred. 713-780-3776 to call.
Rob Manfred for president?
To text. Manfred stepping down. People deserve credit for stepping down. We do have a call real quick. Steve's got a question about the Texans. Steve, what's going on?
What's going on, Horn Dog Polly?
What you got?
What's going on, Horn Dog Polly? I was wondering if you had any hot dates set up for this weekend. No, I ain't gonna listen.
I actually have none. So there you go. There you go. I have a date with myself. What? What's that face? Just have a date with myself.
Okay.
It's a date with me.
This is a makeup for Valentine's Day?
It does make up for Valentine's Day. He's Sean Mapes. I'm Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let me tell you about my friends at Pendleton Whiskey, because that's who my date's going to really be with. I'm going to get home tonight. Going to put down a cocktail glass, big old rock, two fingers, Pendleton Whiskey, guys. It's true Western tradition, born at the Pendleton Roundup, one of the oldest rodeos in North America. It's barrel-aged in American oak. It's cut with glacier-fed spring water from Oregon's Mount Hood. It's cut with the finest northern grains as well, and it's really good stuff. I've told you about it a ton. And the legacy of the American cowboy is forged into every bottle. Don't you want to get your cowboy on before rodeo season kicks off right around the corner? So satisfy your inner cowboy. Purchase a bottle of Pendleton whiskey at drizzly.com. Because this is a whiskey that celebrates the hard work ethic of the American cowboy and cowgirl. It's Pendleton whiskey. It's true Western tradition.
ESPN 97.5.com Sports Scooby Snacks.
No one seems to be here, Scoob. And by the looks of this pad, I don't blame them.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. So, spring training is upon us for the Houston Astros. And I get it. We're excited that baseball's back, right? We're excited that the best team in Houston sports for the majority of the past decade, we're happy that soon we are going to see games. But we are still 41 days away. We live in a hot take culture. We in sports media, and specifically we pundits who don't really report, we try to entertain, but you're looking for content wherever you can get it. But I think we all need to have somebody come up to us with a squirt bottle, the same kind of squirt bottle that you would use on a dog or a cat that's misbehaving. I think that we need to a lot of talking heads because people are losing their effing minds over pictures that we are seeing coming out of Astros spring training in West Palm Beach. We'll start with our guy, Mr. Takes himself. A voice that could make a cougar purr, but at the same time, wildly flailing for the most Stephen A. Smith takes he possibly can at all times. Old Jer Bear Branham, a.k.a. Jeremy Branham of the Killer Bees. There's a picture of Framber Valdez and Christian Javier. They're just two guys walking in this picture. That's it. Do they look like they're in better shape? I think so. I don't know. Whatever the case.
Framber looks skinnier.
He does look a little skinnier. More muscle? I don't know. Christian Javier, I legitimately cannot tell. It's not a zoomed in picture.
No, it's a pretty good distance.
Not a shirtless picture. Nothing. Jeremy retweets this photo saying, quote, "These are the two Astros most critical to the pitching staff." Thanks for the obvious take. We didn't know that. Continuing, "They also look in shape. Did the Astros incorporate more cardio in their offseason regimen?" And look, I expect this from Jeremy. Jeremy's a bit of a troll online. I like Jeremy a lot. But he's not alone. And I'm still, Sean, trying to figure out if this tweet is being done sarcastically or if this is something that's being done seriously. It's a tweet from Astros Dude, who either is an incredible troll account or is one of those people who were the worst when it comes to the coverage of Dusty Baker and Martin Maldonado yet last year. Quote, "Glad to see Framber decided not to be fat in all caps anymore. Already seeing the benefits of Maldonado not influencing Astros pitchers with poor eating habits." He's got to be joking, right?
I think the Maldonado influencing the pitchers with poor eating habits. I think that's the
joke.
Yeah, because Maldonado's
okay. So he's joking.
On the chunky side. I would assume. So. I don't know for sure, but I would assume so. Also, his name is funny. Like not the at, but the actual name.
At Astros underscore dude.
No.
2 times World Series champion. Can I say that?
I don't know.
Cockenheimer. I don't know what that means. There's a trophy fire, baseball fire trophy, and he's got a blue check mark.
Yeah. So he has a blue. Then maybe this is reporting. Maybe he's serious. He has a blue check after all.
I think he's having fun with this. I truly do not know. I don't follow this account, so no, I truly do not know. But I think some people are overanalyzing the hell out of these photos and like, oh, he's in better shape. Oh, he might be better this year. You know nothing about anything. Anything. Oh, I mean, I've talked about this before. Sometimes Houston athletes have come back from an offseason in better shape and they've sucked compared to where they were before. Dwayne Brown in 2013. Best shape of his life. He was not good during that season where the Texans were terrible. Remember when Yuli Gurriel cut out like Coca-Cola and pizza from his life? And he was like, after a career year where he won the AL batting crown and a gold glove, he came into the season and he was in a lot better shape. He stunk. He wasn't good. This doesn't always tie hand in hand. Like being in better shape in baseball, you would think that it's a key, but it's weirdly not. And now people, I think, are looking at these pictures of Astros pitchers, and they're saying, like, oh, he's going to be so much better this year because he's in better shape. Shh, you are talking out of your ass. And I hope that this account is one of those funny, goofy ones. I feel like, given the lack of understanding of sarcasm that I generally see when I post something on Twitter, I am guessing that there is not that much sarcastic going on here. It's a guess. I hope I'm wrong. I feel like people are overanalyzing these photos, and I think we all need a squirt bottle. Like point blank and just like, psh, 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 you know, like just settle down, cool down. Okay. HRW713 points out on our Twitch, Pena came back ripped and sucked, though I think he's always been ripped. But yeah, I mean, he was posting thirst traps of his triceps, like the old horseshoe, all off season. Yeah, there's a weird dynamic with baseball where being in better shape doesn't guarantee you're a better athlete. And I think that's true with a lot of sports, except for probably basketball. Basketball, I think, is the one sport where you're like, hey, man, you're kind of hefty, dude.
Yeah. I mean, even like Jokic is in like better shape. Like even Jokic has gotten in better and better shape.
And he's been a lot better since he's gotten into better shape. We're correct. So I am probably the only bot expert at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Some people have compared me to a young Richard Simmons. I'm pretty sure that being in better aesthetic shape doesn't guarantee anything. So people are overanalyzing pictures of Framber Valdez. Also, embrace debate. Hmm. Did Framber Valdez, Sean Mapes, did he cut his hair or did he remove his extensions? Because he doesn't have the dread or braids or whatever they are anymore. He doesn't have them anymore. So did he cut them or did he remove the extensions?
I removed the extensions.
Do you think those were extensions? You don't think that was natural?
Famously, because he popped up one day with full dreads.
Wait, that wasn't natural?
No. It was like 2022.
I'm being serious right now.
Popped in. Yeah.
I just thought he grew it.
No, we talked about it because he just one day just showed up with dreads. It was like in the middle of a season.
Damn.
I forgot if it was 22 or 23.
I feel like he's always had dreads now.
No.
I don't remember this conversation at all.
I mean, it was like a June 15th kind of day. Okay. Maybe we talked about it for a segment because we had nothing else to talk about.
Listen, 3 months. You could grow your hair out that long in 3 months if you braid it right.
Not as long as he had it. Because he went from like having a very low haircut to dreads between starts.
Well, yeah, but like you eat a little Propecia, a little collagen in the diet, a little Rogaine. It can happen like that. No, listen, I'm not a hair expert. I have great hair, but I'm not a hair expert. Okay.
Yeah.
So on a serious note, I think it's very funny that people were getting mad about like, oh, he didn't get a haircut. He removed his extensions.
People correcting Brian McTaggart.
Like, well, actually, Brian, you wouldn't know because you've never had extensions. I got to say, that's got to be the worst thing in the world, like to have extensions in your hair. Like, I know girls do it, but if you're a guy, like, why would you do that?
I probably just wanted dreads.
Isn't it just like, it's like hooked in? Do you remove the hooks at night? Do you shower with the extensions in?
I don't know.
How do you put it back in? I don't know, Sean. You could have extensions for all I know. My world has been blown by this moment.
I do not have extensions.
You don't have extensions? No, how do we know? Prove it.
I'll let you pull my hair after the show.
We're going to make that a drop.
I'll let you pull it.
Oh, God. What a moment.
I don't know how extensions work, to be honest.
I don't either.
No idea.
I know that like I have pulled someone's hair before they got mad at me, and I was like, well, no, not even that. It was like, I was just kissing. And they're like, stop doing that. And I was like, why? He's like, this isn't my natural hair. And I was like, why are you being fake with me?
I like how they all talk like that.
Yeah, well, I have a type. I like Grandpa. They're so funny. They make me laugh. Yeah, I voluntarily dated these people. I'm kidding. It's the Bog and Launch Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, the texter. I think you're overanalyzing the overanalysis, Paul. yeah, I think we are.
Are we? Okay, enough extensions talk. Let's talk about extensions, right?
Ooh, right? Alex Bregman, where's the extension? Where is it?
That's the guy who needs his extensions this year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're a little jumpy.
It's a Friday show.
We're loopy.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody. All right. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Guys, Big Tech is invading Astros games this coming season. And no, not in the form of a discount for your $700 margarita. You'll find out what I'm talking about next. Stick around.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it down in my plums. You're getting a nice bluish hue.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the devastation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
We do have some more commentary on Framber Valdez. Framber got the extensions at the 2022 All-Star Game in L.A. Okay, well, that's fun. It's kind of surprising that he got those extensions in the middle of the quality start streak, as Sean Mapes and I were talking about during the commercial break, especially given how completely superstitious he seems to be. I mean, they have to wear specific jerseys for him. They're not even good ones that they generally wear. It's not good. Not good at all. So, this is a little bit concerning about the Houston Astros, I would say. Did you see that they're going to be one of four baseball teams using facial authentication technology at opening day this year in an effort to speed up fans' entry? They're calling it Go Ahead Entry. It was tested by Philadelphia last year.
I don't trust it.
It's going to be incorporated by every team throughout 2024. Fans have to opt into the service, which will allow them to enter the stadium without having to show a ticket by registering through the MLB ballpark app. Fans 18 and older and have a digital ticket to the game take what amounts to a selfie through the app. According to MLB officials, the images of fans aren't stored or shared, but instead are converted into a digital token that is used to authenticate fans' likenesses as they walk through the gates. They take the selfie just once as they register, and it'll be used throughout the season upon entry. It's like you have clear at the airport. So for anyone who has been in lines at Astros games, if you've seen them, they can be brutal from time to time. And I'm not just talking about the lines for the El Tiempo margaritas, you know? I'm not just talking about those.
Can we?
I would like them just for those.
Just for the concession?
Yeah, I'll give away my information just completely so I can get past this line, because the center field line can get really brutal from time to time. But, man, I hate that we're doing more of this. This is going to be baseball-wide. Facial recognition technology when you go into an arena and stuff like that. Man.
Yeah, I don't understand how the images aren't stored or shared, but converted to a digital token that is used to authenticate the likeness as they walk through the gates. And then you just do it once, and it's good for the whole season. So it is getting stored.
Yeah.
Like something about how you can identify my face from a camera is getting stored.
I'm not thrilled with this. I got to be honest. There you go, guys. That is the latest update for the Houston Astros.
You know,
as we're 41 days away from the season opener against the New York Yankees, March 28th.
You know, the Astros have been the big brother of the AL West for a long time, but I think this is taking the big brother stuff a little too far.
Yeah, you think so?
I think it's, you know, it's a little on the nose.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a little concerning. I just don't like this.
It's
not the end of the world. It's gonna make things convenient, but it's again like there's so much of our data is just like, all right, just here you go. We've already been doing it, and now we're like, wait, maybe we shouldn't have done this.
This on its face is not like anything bad. Okay. You know, you could just see where it's like, I'm not sure if I love this exactly. You know, it's like, it seems like the first step to giving away a lot of information to Rob Manfred.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does feel like that. All right, guys. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It is 11:52. Time for a little garbage time before we turn things over to Connor and Beard.
I'm only happy when it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
This is a fairly funny story. Remember Rachel Dolezal, who was controversial because she, I guess, was the head of a NAACP chapter, but people were like, wait, what? Well, ever since that controversy, which you can look up for yourself, she's changed her name to Nkechich Diallo, and she was a teacher at a school until it was found out that she had OnlyFans, and it was found out that also she has changed her name. So she's back in the news. Why are there so many OnlyFans teacher stories?
Wait, you get... Well, because teachers need money.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Easy. Let me just answer the layup first. I'm surprised that you can get a job using a fake name.
Yeah.
that part,
especially a teaching job.
Maybe she actually, like, went full on.
She must have gotten it legally changed.
But even then, like, if you're sitting at a desk conducting a job interview with the teacher and sitting on the other side of the desk is Rachel Dolezal, I feel like I'd be able to be like, hey, wait, I've seen you from somewhere.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I don't know. I will say, though, changing your name seems awesome.
It does.
Having an excuse to be like, oh, yeah, let me get in the kitchen and come up with a banger of a name. I wouldn't have gone with the one she went with, though. No. I would have gone with something.
That was a really complex one. I don't even know how to pronounce it. A man has gone viral for tweeting this. Quote, I think $150,000 to $225,000 a year has to be the worst salary range. You make too much to say, F this place, I quit, but not enough to be financially free without a job for any significant amount of time. Huh.
But like people that make lower than that, all the negatives are still true.
All the negatives are very true.
And even worse.
So he got a lot of pushback for this tweet.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, man. I always enjoy when one of my posts goes viral outside of the tech niche on X. It's a good reminder of what people outside of tech, oil, and finance actually earn. This is the F you at the end. This guy sucks. It also highlights the importance of acquiring high-value skills. Tech people, you know, they want your face at Minute Maid Park, and then they're going to rub it in your face that, hey, we've found a way to get your face at Minute Maid Park and sell it. Ugh. Gen Z are choosing Texas for their new home more than any other state. That's fun.
Wow. That's bussin'.
That is busting for real. No cap.
Yeah, wow.
Texas is reeling in more Gen Z movers than any other state, netting over 76,000 Gen Z movers. California and Florida were second and third with over 40,000 each. Gen Z, uh-oh, Sean.
What?
Gen Z generally refers to those aged 12 to 27.
Oh, wow. Right? It snuck on in there.
You're Gen Z, huh?
I guess so.
Is that a traumatic revelation for you today?
No, not really. Because I know I'm on the border of millennial or Gen Z. And so I guess finally getting to know. What's the story from?
This is a story from the Dallas News.
Courtesy of Dallas News.
And a Seattle... actually, this is from Zillow. Zillow's the one who put together the study of all the moving movers
thanks,
from Gen Z.
Thanks, Zillow, for giving me a Gen Z tag.
I mean, it definitely makes you, I would say, like a more hot commodity going forward in your career. Because you're young.
Yeah, I'm young.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same age as I was before this conversation, but I'm slightly older than when we started this segment. But
now I have
the label of Gen Z. It's like being labeled quarterback whisperer or something. It's like, oh, this guy's a quarterback whisperer?
Give a quarterback whisperer.
This guy's
yeah.
Gen Z? Hell yeah.
Let's go. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap up the week on the Paul Gallant Show. I loved you all. Big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass, our YouTube audience. If you haven't liked and subscribed already, what are you doing? Our Twitchers, texters, and callers. So long. Farewell. Connor and Beard are up next, and have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Peace!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston.
I've got to prove that I'm the best, and I'm racing no matter what you tell me.